This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champion. Appreciate y'all checking out and listening to this clip on Inside the Green Room. Be sure to tune in to more Inside the Green Room on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned.
But the biggest of NBA Cup games, if you stayed up late, you know what time it was. Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors welcome back Klay Thompson to Chase Center, or Oracle, however you want to call it. And it was quite, Danny, I would say, the spectacle from everything that we saw, from Klay Thompson walking into the arena and 400 employees from the Warriors organization and greeted him with the captain's hat, a tribute to how much Klay liked to be on his boat, to the video that was shown before the game. It was a lot that went into yesterday's festivities, and in the game, absolutely delivered as well. But first, your opinion of all the pomp and circumstance that went into yesterday's game and all the buildup that went into it.
Rightfully so. I mean, they did it right. And I think they asked for his input on some of it. And I'm sure he wanted to keep himself locked in and focused and kind of downplayed the game, but also didn't want the organization to do too much. But he deserves that. He deserves too much because he's done a lot for that organization. And they're not the same group or the same, I guess, dynasty without him. And everybody in the world knows that. But he deserved every one of his flowers. He deserved to be showered with a lot of love. Captain's hat was a nice touch. The organization, I guess, all the staff greeting him as he walked into the building. The video, they did a really good job. And I'm sure he very, very much felt appreciated by his, you know, former group. So, and he had a great night playing. So, you know, I'm happy that he started out great. You know, the first couple of plays is him and Steph matched up. He went right to the post, and JK called his number. You could tell he doesn't really post up much because he didn't post up like close to the basket. But he got fouled, got to the free throw line. I think that kind of settled his nerves. So it was really good to see all those things happening around him.
You've played in a return game before. You've returned to San Antonio after spending a long time there. You returned to L.A. I remember that game specifically, even though there weren't a lot of fans there. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Then I do remember your return game to Toronto. Mm-hmm. There were fans there. That one took a while. But I saw you on The Jump yesterday, or NBA Today yesterday, and you mentioned some of the nerves that went into that game. I think for Klay Thompson, while it was nerves, he also just wanted, like, he played like he wanted his lick back. Like, he wanted a contract. Like, I think yours and his, obviously you guys are two different players, but yours and his circumstance was a little bit more different. And I think that showed out in the way Klay approached the game and the way he performed.
100%. When I left San Antonio, it wasn't like a bad breakup or bad blood. I think when he left Golden State, I think he felt a little disrespected. So, and he's going out there to prove, like, y'all made a mistake. Y'all should have given me the contract I asked for over the years. And I'm sure the new guys are going out there like, you know, we're doing okay without you. We're going to bust your ass too. Like Kendrick Perkins said it yesterday. We were talking on NBA Today. You know, this was not a happy ending for both sides. So, and every time, even if it's not a bad breakup, you're going out there to prove to your old team, to your ex, like, yo, I'm the goods. You made a mistake. So on both sides, I think both sides were trying to, you know, prove something. And I said the players on that side, on the Golden State side, and then of course Clay on his side, trying to, you know, get his lick back. So I unfortunately said, going back to San Antonio, wasn't like that. I still wanted to play well. That's one of the very few buildings. I wouldn't say very few. I've played for a good amount of teams. So the other buildings I've played decently well in, I've got a chance to play well. And LA, we didn't get a video, but I did get my ring. It was COVID. The fans were empty. But I did play well, so I was able to play well in that building. In Toronto, I had to take some time to play in that building because they had moved to Tampa for COVID. So I got a nice little ovation, and they did a good job. They did a video and everything, got the ring finally. It took like 2.5 years. I think I played pretty decently well in that building as well a couple times. San Antonio was tougher. You know, the whole Kawhi situation made it very hard to, and not just that, but adrenaline. I'd been there for 7 years. They played a really nice video, but they cheered me. They booed Kawhi, which, I mean, I felt good about that. They still saw me in a great light, but we got smacked. I think DeMar had a triple-double, his first triple-double of his career, DeMar DeRozan. I didn't play great. I didn't make a shot. I don't think Kawhi played great. I think we lost by 20. But there's a lot of emotions running high being in that building, and it was tough. It was tough, man. But they did a great job. Every team that I've and every building I've gone back to have done a great job of welcoming me back. So with the exception of COVID happening and making it tough in LA, tough in, you know, Tampa, which Toronto was playing, and so I had to wait a couple of years to get back to Toronto. But yeah, all those other buildings, I mean, Cleveland, I was there for a short stint, Memphis, very short stint, but the teams that I actually spent time with did an amazing job of making me feel welcome. Even when I retired, they showed a lot of love.
I know it might be hard to describe, but could you describe as a basketball player the impact or the negative impact of too much emotions, too much adrenaline? Like, how does that actually play out? Are the shots longer, the shorter?
Yes.
You think it's like,
as a shooter, that's why it's even tougher. So said, luckily for Clay, not luckily, but he's smart. He got to the free throw line early. When you're a shooter, you have that much adrenaline, you might have too much on it. You know what I'm saying? So like a lot of my shots, I remember being in San Antonio when I did my warm up. I don't think I missed a shot in my warmups. I was like, all right, feeling good today. You know, like I know this building. I remember it well. To get to the game, everything was just a little bit long, a little bit, you know, back rim, a little bit too much on it and just too much energy into it. So sometimes it could help you in playing a game. Sometimes it could hurt you. So to different games, different situations, and only other times that those are the most difficult games because there's so much emotion. The only other comparison emotion-wise that I felt like was like an outer body experience that I couldn't really control myself or feel myself in the game, where I was like, damn, I can't feel my shot. The shot feels awkward. Was when we did the tribute to Kobe. When LA, we did the Kobe tribute. There's so much emotions going on and trying to play. Like, it was the hardest game, but I felt like I had to play like as a player, trying to feel my body. I couldn't feel my body the way I wanted to. Like, the ball felt weird. Me trying to shoot the ball. Everybody's crying. Everybody had emotions. It was just tough. And I feel like it's very similar in a sense of that, but just not in a sad, sad way. So this is more a happy way, but also
it's still
like,
emotional way.
It's still an emotional way. You're trying to get your look back. You're trying to stay locked in, trying to stay focused. You want to play well so badly that it can backfire. And luckily for him, I said, if he had shown some moments last night where he's a couple shots looked like, oh, you know, he looked like he rushed it, or he was just, you know, thinking about it too, but he started off well. He had a good spurt where he had like 3 or 4 in a row, and he had it was a great return, I believe. Just too bad Steph Curry became Steph Curry of the Olympics. Yeah, he became Steph Curry of the Olympics in the fourth quarter. So he looked special last night.
Yes. Klay Thompson hit a 3-pointer to put the Dallas Mavericks up 110 to 105. And then after that, Steph Curry scored the next 12 points for the Golden State Warriors. He went off in those last 2 minutes. Golden State gets the W. They were able to do that double screen action at the top of the key to eventually get him isolated against Derek Lively. And Derek Lively versus Steph Curry, barbecue chicken advantage.
First game back, too. It's his first game back. Yeah. So, like, that's not a good island to be on your first game back, fourth quarter. 40 seconds to go, and but at this point in the league, man, like, as players, if we're smart enough, obviously he's younger, but we got to know the scout report, man. We can't just let certain guys tee you up and dance. Like, make him do something that, not that there's much he's not good at, but make him do something that he's not as strong at. Like, send him to basket, send him to help. Like, do not let him get a 3-pointer off. You know that's his comfort zone. So, you know, obviously they could have did a trap. They could have did something. Golden State's so deep and they play so well, they'll find an open man, and Steph will too. But if you're Derek Lively, I think there's a learning lesson of, and I learned this early in my career too, like, clock's winding down, you know what's happening, he's dancing. You got to climb into him and make him do something different and not shoot a three.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, sometimes I saw that. It's like, it's so weird because you saw it happening in real time. Bro, like, Steph get up for three here. Ain't nothing he can,
like,
do about
don't
it.
Don't let him shoot. Every time I revert back to, there was this time where I got cooked. It was for the game. It was a game-winning three ball in Utah. Mo Williams, I'm guarding Mo Williams at the top of the key, and I'm guarding him like a regular possession, which you cannot do that. And anytime, even if it's not the fourth quarter, whenever it is, you see a shot clock winding down and he's a 3-point shooter, you got to climb up into the guy and make him do something different. My mistake was I thought I could time it and still contest it and damn near block it, even if he got the shot off, because I knew he was going to shoot it. I did time it and contest it. It didn't matter. It was bottom of the net for the game, pop in the film room, pop in the locker room, cussing me out. And then ever since that moment, it was like, all right, anytime I see the shot clock winding down on a guy that's a shooter, we're going to climb into him and make him do something different. We know he's trying to get a dance 3-point shot. Like, there's not much he can do with 5 seconds on the shot clock, 5 seconds on the game clock, besides try to get off a jumper, a step back. If he goes to the basket, it's a little more rush, a little more force, and I have help behind me where ultimately it's not fully my fault if he scores at the rim.
Yeah, no, it was a fascinating game, that is for sure. And as I look at the entirety of that group, Danny, so that's the West Group C. So that also entails not just the Dallas Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors, but also the Memphis Grizzlies, West Group C. And I found it interesting, Danny, because everybody labels this as the group of death, and that makes a lot of sense. Let me pull up the West Group C one more time. Just so I want to be
Minnesota, so Denver, Golden State.
No, so it's not Minnesota. So West Group C is Nuggets, Mavericks, Pelicans, Grizzlies, Warriors. I mean, you got major star power in that group. I found it interesting. And this is like, you know, it's almost like the NBA knows what they're doing with this in-season tournament. Because if I look at West Group B, it's the Pelicans, Mavericks, Nuggets, Warriors, and Grizzlies. That's West Group C.
That's a hell of a group.
Of marquee names in that group. And I think I know what Adam Silver's up to. I'm not saying this. I have no evidence of this, but I think I know what they're up to. No, this is not the group I'm looking for. Sorry, West Group A. That's what I'm looking at. So if you look at West Group A, though, Danny, West Group A has the Minnesota Timberwolves. Also in that group, the Clippers, a team that's not positioned to do well this year because of their injuries. The Kings, who are a good team, but not on the caliber of the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Sacramento Kings, not necessarily on that caliber. The Houston Rockets, not on that caliber either. And the Portland Trailblazers. AKA, the NBA said, Anthony Edwards, you're one of our superstars. We want to highlight you early in the season with this Emirates NBA Cup. Go ahead. We're going to give you the layup of the division. We want you to win so bad and put you on the spotlight so much that we put Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, and Nikola Jokic and Ja Morant all in the same group so that you can ease yourself into the end season tournament, quarterfinal, semifinal, and hopefully the championship. And they lost last night.
Yes, they did.
To the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, that's why.
They smoked it.
But that's what happens in NCAA tournament, bro. Like this cup game, even though it's a little bit, it's very different, but it's very much like the NCAA tournament to me. Because if you have a bad Tuesday, Thursday night, it puts you in a bad bracket. And then actually, it's just hard to win or get to the finals after you lose a game in this cup game, in this cup series. So just like with Boston, you got Boston who lost a tough one. Miami, like there's teams out there that should not be losing their first game, especially to the team that they played against. But it just happens. You have a bad Tuesday night. Those floors are a little different. Some guys are adjusting to the brightness of the floor. Who knows what's going on? Some guys coming off injuries. But Minnesota had a layup, and they smoked it ultimately.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Smoked it ultimately again. Anthony Edwards was big. I looked at the bracket and I'm like, yo, why is the West Group C so difficult? And why is the West Group B have the LeBron and Kevin Durant in it? I'm like, oh, look at A. This is the layup for Anthony Edwards, next star. And they smoked it. They smoked. Yes, they did. Yes, they did smoke it. They still have a chance, obviously. You can end up as a wild card. They can still technically win the group, but they didn't take advantage of the opportunity that was given to them by the Emirates NBA Cup gods.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.